the top. But now he's number one on the stage and the radio. Still he can't believe how people come from miles around when it seemed like all.
Here because you're here, shopping locally and listening locally on your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm, and 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. More documents related to the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein could be released today. Documents released Wednesday included the name of former President Clinton. He's not accused of wrongdoing, but an attorney for an Epstein victim said he would be able to give more information on Epstein and his associate, Ghislaine Maxwell. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more on some other names that turned up.
When asked about meeting other famous people, she said she met Michael Jackson at Epstein's house in Palm Beach. And when she was asked, "Did you ever massage Donald Trump?" Schoberg responded, "No."
The former president, who's not accused of wrongdoing, says he knew Epstein like others in Palm Beach. He's also asked the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn the Colorado decision that bars him from the state primary ballot. House Republicans, after visiting the southern border, continue to call on President Biden to take more federal action. And Britain's prime minister says it appears the country will have a general election in the second half of the year. This is ABC News. Under arrest in Texas, a father and son accused in the murders of a young pregnant woman and her boyfriend, San Antonio Police Sergeant Washington Moscoso.
It appears to be a narcotic-related deal that went bad.
19-year-old Christopher Preciado is accused of shooting the couple. His father is charged with helping cover it up. Rescue teams in western Japan racing to try to find any survivors still trapped after this week's earthquake.
Rescuers braving the elements in a race against time as they search for survivors along Japan's western coastline. More than 50 people remain listed as missing. Prime Minister Kishida says getting food, blankets, and supplies in remains urgent. Blocked roads are making it difficult to reach some areas.
That's ABC's Tom Rivers. At least 84 people were killed in the quake completed in San Francisco, a construction project adding steel nets along the Golden Gate Bridge to try to help prevent deaths by suicide. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry, with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Start the new year off with a bang of big savings during the Omaha Steaks end-of-season event. You can stock up on all your favorites and get 50% off site-wide. That's 50% off perfectly aged tender steaks, juicy burgers, decadent desserts, and even classic comfort meals. Go to omahasteaks.com, and when you use code QUALITY at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code QUALITY at checkout for an extra $30 off your order. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 30 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 20. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 35 with a little light snow tomorrow night into Saturday.
If you love a good barbecue like me, check out Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 20.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. State Department of Justice is investigating a fatal incident in Rothschild. During a welfare check at a home there Wednesday night, officers encountered a person who ran into a bathroom, showed a firearm, and shot themselves. The person was transported to a hospital where they died. A Weston man will go to prison for sexually assaulting children at a daycare center where he lived and worked. A Marathon County judge sentenced Sean Wild to 10 years in a state prison for inappropriately touching children in the basement of the center. The 24-year-old also filmed and photographed some of the incidents. And more information has been released about the hours-long standoff and shootout Tuesday on Milwaukee's north side. Milwaukee police responded to a 911 call from a woman who said the father of her kids choked and beat her and had a gun. That suspect, who had a criminal record, fired at police, hitting a 38-year-old officer in the leg.
Senator Devin Lemieux, you're the majority leader of the Wisconsin State Senate, and you've talked a lot about the importance of election integrity. Well, right now, we have a big problem. You see, there's a guy on the Wisconsin Election Commission named Robert Spindell. And Robert Spindell was one of the 10 fake electors in Wisconsin whose actions were part of an effort to overturn the 2020 election results and undermine the will of the people. Yet Robert Spindell still sits on the most powerful election commission in the state, the Wisconsin Election Commission. Well, why is that, Senator? Senator Lemieux, you have the power to remove Robert Spindell by rescinding his Wisconsin Election Commission appointment. Wisconsin can't allow someone whose actions helped undermine the integrity of our elections to have any role in running them. That's why those of us at All Voting is Local Action Wisconsin fact-checked and paid for this ad and firebob.com.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote. We dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Good morning. It's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. The Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from Lifetime Memorials. Annabis Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro Dealers, Durand. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. And Provisions Health, changing the way you experience health care. Find out more at provisions.health. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has awarded over $1 million in producer-led watershed protection grants to 47 farmer-led groups for 2023. Grants support producer-led conservation solutions by encouraging innovation and farmer participation in the on-the-ground efforts to improve Wisconsin soil health and water quality. Here in western Wisconsin, Farmers for Health received an $18,000 grant, the Buffalo Trempealeau Farmer Network a $29,000 grant, the Chippewa Valley Producer-Led Watershed, the Red Cedar Conservation Farmers, and Western Wisconsin Conservation Council all each received a $22,000 grant. Authorities in Barron County say they know who they're looking for a violent home invasion from last month. A judge yesterday issued an arrest warrant for Ryan Charpentier from Little Canada, Minnesota. The sheriff's department says he and another man broke into a 70-year-old man's home in December, tied the man up, stole guns and cash. At one point, the man told investigators Charpentier used a taser on his face. Detectives say they zeroed in on Charpentier after a neighbor spotted his SUV in the man's driveway. Bomb threats were made to numerous state capitals on Wednesday, including Wisconsin. The state capitol in Madison was one of many across the nation targeted in a mass bomb threat hoax. There were reports of at least 23 state capitals receiving a generic email related to bomb threats. The Wisconsin Department of Administration spokesperson said additional measures were taken to ensure the safety of the capitol and those working inside. State Capitol Police worked with law enforcement partners, including federal agencies. While some capitals were evacuated, there were no reports of any substantial threats at any location. Wisconsin lawmakers look to make AI child porn a crime. A legislative committee yesterday heard the first arguments for a new law that protects children from artificial intelligence and the dark side of how it can be used. State Representative Kelvin Callahan said AI images are created from real images somewhere, and he says those kids are victims. Wisconsin already has laws against child pornography, but AI images are not covered in those laws. Callahan says a new law would close that loophole and save investigators the time of having to sift through AI images to see which ones can be traced back to children and real pictures. You're listening to WRDN News.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chen Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chenfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
There's another push at the state capitol to let parents know just what their kids are learning in school. A plan due before the Assembly Committee on Education today would force schools to make textbooks, curricula, and instructional materials available to parents or anyone else in the local school district. Governor Evers has scuttled every other Republican attempt to allow parents more control over what their kids are taught. He's expected to do the same to this plan if it reaches his desk. A judge in Dane County says absentee ballots in Wisconsin don't need a full address to be counted this year. The judge yesterday said the state law dealing with addresses on absentee ballots doesn't specify just what information is required. Therefore, he says election clerks cannot toss ballots that don't have all the information. The ruling comes after the Wisconsin Elections Commission last year was forced to change its guidance to local election managers about how to count ballots with incomplete addresses. Republican lawmakers say the ruling opens up another opportunity for fraud in Wisconsin. The judge said rejecting ballots because of incomplete addresses violates the Voting Rights Act. A UW professor with ties to the plagiarism case that ended Harvard President Claudine Gay's career says it's no big deal. University of Wisconsin Professor Emeritus David Cannon says Gay didn't really plagiarize his work. He says she simply used a similar definition when taking pieces from his book, Race, Redistricting, and Representation. Cannon says good definitions use similar language. Gay resigned as Harvard president earlier this week. Wisconsin Democrats will only see one candidate's name on their presidential primary ballot. President Joe Biden will be the only Democrat on the April 2nd primary ballot. Minnesota Congressman Dean Phillips is an announced Democratic candidate, but Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chair Ben Winkler only proposed Biden's name at Tuesday's meeting of the state's Presidential Preference Selection Committee. Winkler noted in the statement that the state party has endorsed Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris for re-election. The names, which on the Republican side include former President Trump, are now with the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Candidates have until January 30th to confirm their ballot status or indicate that they don't intend to run. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Pepin County Health Department provides confidential reproductive health and family planning services here in Durand. Services include birth control methods and supplies, routine preventative exams, cervical cancer screenings, STI testing and treatment, emergency contraception, and pregnancy testing. All are available at low or no cost to you. Whatever your situation, the Pepin County Health Department is here to help you. Call or text 715-279-3241 for more information or to set up an appointment.
The Pacers won their fourth straight over the Bucks, 142-130, improving to 4-1 against Milwaukee this season. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Tyrese Halliburton led all scorers with 31 points and 12 assists. Giannis led the Bucks with 26 points and 11 rebounds, but Milwaukee now dropping four straight against the Pacers.
Played harder, they're being more physical, they're executing better, they're making shots, they're playing together, they're playing fast, they're crashing the boards, they're guarding, they're loading, they are double teaming, and they're rebounding the ball. That's why I was able to win four times this season.
Bucks led at the half, but the Pacers up 47 in the third quarter to take control. There's college basketball on tap on the Horizon League tonight. Milwaukee on the road at Oakland. Green Bay, Phoenix are in Detroit. The Packers return to the practice field on Wednesday, getting ready for Sunday's NFC North battle against the Bears. A win for the Packers, and they're in the postseason. They lost to the Giants and Buccaneers and had to fight their way back into contention again. Wide receiver Jaden Reed.
Just knowing you know, anything can happen any given Sunday. You can't take your foot off the pedal. You know, foot on the gas all day. No matter what, you just got to keep going and, you know, executing no matter who's out there. Because obviously, you know, week by week, we've been facing a lot of guys being dinged up and stuff like that. So we haven't had a full pack. You know, that's just what comes with a long NFL season. So just learning how to adjust to little things like that and, you know, learning how to execute.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love on playing in a high-stakes game against Chicago Sunday.
That's what you play for, right? Play for these moments, these opportunities to play in the competitive games. You know, you want to be playing these games to have a chance to go to the playoffs, and so that's exactly where we're at. And I think everybody's excited for it, but it's going to be fun.
Complete rosters for the 2024 Pro Bowl games announced. The 49ers lead the way with 9. The Packers have no players on the list. Brewers swing a deal yesterday, sending minor league pitcher Justin Chambers to the Dodgers in exchange for pitcher Brian Hudson. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. If you're a dad who is facing divorce, there are extra layers of stress that may include stereotypes and assumptions. No two situations are the same. Our legal experience and dedication prepare us for whatever legal challenges we face together. You need a partner you can count on. For more than 30 years, Cordell & Cordell has represented men in divorce.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 1110 Fourier Drive, Suite 120, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
You've heard the buzz about IT jobs and cybersecurity and AI, right? Why not prepare for a career in these fields and take advantage of the high demand? You can enjoy a more rewarding and recession-resistant lifestyle. Train in just a few short months at My Computer Career. Are you a veteran, active duty military, or already in IT? Skill up for positions employers need to fill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. That's mycomputercareer.edu. Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
The Minnesota Timberwolves have lost back-to-back games for the first time this season after falling to New Orleans 117-106 at the Target Center last night. The game was close through one quarter before New Orleans outscored Minnesota by 18 combined points in the second and third. Minnesota trailed by as many as 24 in the losing effort. Anthony Edwards had 35 for Minnesota. Karl Anthony Towns chipped in 22. Now the Wolves will visit the Rockets tomorrow night. Injuries are mounting for the Minnesota Wild. The team placed forward Kirill Kasparov and captain Jared Spurgeon on the short-term injured reserve list yesterday. Kasparov suffered an upper body injury during Minnesota's loss against Winnipeg and hasn't played since. Spurgeon has been dealing with multiple injuries all season and has just 5 assists in 16 games. The shorthanded Wild host Tampa Bay at the Xcel Energy Center tonight. Nick Mullins has been named the Vikings starting quarterback once again. Kevin O'Connell announced that Mullins will start Sunday's season finale at Detroit. Mullins has started 2 games this season but was benched prior to Minnesota's Week 17 game against the Packers. Mullins has completed over 67% of his passes for 910 yards, 5 touchdowns, and 6 interceptions this season. High school basketball tonight on our Duran Fresh Market scoreboard. Duran Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. Boys basketball in the Dairyland Conference tonight. Augusta at Alma Center Lincoln. Gilmanton Independence travels to Whitehall. Alma Pepin hosts Melrose Manduro. That game to be held at Alma High School. In the Middle Border tonight, Baldwin Woodville at Prescott. Osceola hosting Ellsworth. Red Wing plays at St. Croix Central. Grantsburg hosting Amory. Girls basketball tonight, Aliva Strum is at Cochran Fountain City in the Dairyland Conference. In the Dunn-St. Croix Conference tonight, Durand, Arkansas is at Mondovi. You'll be able to hear that game here on WRDN with the Advent Health Panther preview at 7, tip-off at 7:15. Other Dunn-St. Croix girls games tonight, Spring Valley at Elk Mound, Glenwood City hosting Boyceville, Colfax at Plum City Elmwood, that game to be held at Plum City High School. In the Middle Border Conference tonight, Somerset hosting Altoona, Ellsworth at Osceola, Prescott hosting Baldwin Woodville, and Amory is at St. Croix Central. Again tonight, we'll have coverage of the Durand, Arkansas at Mondovi girls basketball game starting at 7 here on WRDN. This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Treisline, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by the 2024 Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendars. In a recent column on the Outdoor News Backyard and Beyond page, columnist Stan Tequila tackled the question, how do squirrels remember where they bury their nuts? There's actually been research into this question, and I'll share some of the findings when we return. But first,
get ready now for 2024 with the official Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendar. Whether it's hunting, fishing, or finding your local sports show, this collectible calendar has it all. Stay ahead with moon phases, peak fish and wildlife activity times, and more, all surrounded by original images from the nation's top wildlife artists. Now available in multiple states from Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa, all the way to New York. Supplies are limited, so get yours today at OutdoorNews.com.
Backyard and Beyond columnist Stan Tequila writes that a squirrel can bury up to 10,000 nuts per year, and that individual squirrel will actually find 9,000 of them. How does a squirrel find 9,000 buried nuts? A couple of fun studies suggest that squirrels use a spatial map in their mind to remember where they place them. In other words, they use landmarks like large rocks, prominent trees, or other objects to help guide them back to the area where they buried their nuts. Once in the general vicinity, they use their sense of smell to find the exact location. Researchers prove this by having captive squirrels bury nuts in an area with large rocks and logs. Then they removed the squirrels. Then they shifted all the large objects the same distance and same direction in the area where the nuts were buried. Later, when they brought back the squirrels, the animals looked for the buried nuts, but were off by the same distance and direction that the objects moved. Kind of a mean study, but interesting. I'm Rob Gerisline, and this has been From the Pages of Outdoor News. Find out more at OutdoorNews.com.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone. I went through it a while back. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text HOT to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text HOT to 321-321. That's HOT to 321-321.
Products and statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 30 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy down to 20. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 35 with a little light snow tomorrow night into Saturday.
If you love a good barbecue like me, check out Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 20.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
With a million bucks and a bigger one on the wall. I want my boys, my team to win. Wailing on the radio again. I want what I want. But hey, don't we all? When that sun goes down at the end of the day, there's just one thing I can't lose. If you're by my side, I'm better than alright. Baby, all I in a Chevrolet to a beach house down on 38. Have the Gulf of Mexico sitting right in my backyard. But as long as you're right here in my arms, when that sun goes down at the end of the day, there's just one thing I can't lose. If you're by my side, I'm better than all right. Baby, all I
with local news, weather, and sports.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Kick the dust up. Tear it up, up. You kick the dust up.
Kick the dust up. Kick the dust up.
Bar downtown, they got a line of people way out the door. $10 drinks, it's packed inside. I don't know what they're waiting for. Got me a jar full of clear. And I got that music for your ear. And it's like knock. Knock goes the diesel. If you really want to see the beautiful people, we go way out where there ain't nobody. We turn this cornfield into a party. Pedal to the floorboard and up in a four-door, burning up a back row song. Park it in with pile out, baby, watch your step now. Better have your boots on. Kick the dust up. Let's back it on up. Your cup up. Let's tear it up, up, and kick the dust up. Just follow me down beneath the 32 bridge. Y'all will be glad you did. Kick it. We go.
Kick the dust up. Luke Bryan on your station for the superstars of country music. He's got a big January. Crash My Playa is happening this month. He's also going to be starting American Idol in February. Colin Ray's coming up. Carrie Underwood and Kenny Chesney is on the way next.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
While the rest of the world paused during the COVID pandemic, Worthington, Minnesota has been busy. Worthington has rebuilt four parks, built an indoor turf rec center, a splash pad, a community pavilion, pickleball courts, lighted biking and walking trails, and added lake rentals. But we're just getting started. A lakeside eatery and a new outdoor aquatic center is coming. And here's the thing. Worthington, Minnesota is a great place to eat, play, live, and stay. This is your invitation. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 30 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy down to 20. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 35 with a little light snow tomorrow night into Saturday. If you love a good barbecue like me, check out Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 20.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
That's what we're taught. Well, I've treated this one like an old honky-tonk. Greasy cheeseburgers and cheap cigarettes. One day they'll get me if they ain't got me yet. Cause I've been living and fast forward. Hillbilly rock star out of control. I've been living and fast forward. Now I need to rewind. Settle down, build nice little houses on the outskirts of town. They work in their office, drive SUVs. They pray for their babies and they worry about me. Cause I've been living and fast forward. Hillbilly rock star out of control. I've been living and fast forward. Now I need to rewind.
Listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Well, the note said you've had time to think about it. Looks like to me you're feeling kind of crowded. You're not looking for anything permanent here. So my rodeo's packed and it's in goodbye gear. Shot down to the Longhorn Diner. Her sister works there and she'd know where to find her. She said, "You did not hear this from me. All I'll say is Mama's got that place out in Monterey." Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off with my heart. I've gotta let her know. Meet the girl in that little red rodeo. Texas place. Station man just started to laugh. She said, "I might see you in this old bucket of rust and
good luck, boy, just follow that cloud of dust. I'm committed, I'm in love, and I'm desperate. She's a good ways gone, but I'm closing the gap. If I have to, I'll chase her clear across the map.
With local news, weather, and sports. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
She was driving last Friday on her way to Cincinnati on a snow-white Christmas Eve. Going home to see her mama and her daddy with the baby in the back seat. 50 miles to go and she was running low on faith and gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year. She had a lot on her mind and she didn't pay attention. She was going away too fast. Before she knew it, she was spinning on a thin black sheet of glass. She saw both her lives flashed before her eyes. She didn't even have time to cry. She was so scared. She threw her hands up in the air. Jesus, take the wheel. Take it from my hands. 'Cause I can't do this on my own. I'm letting go. So give me one more chance. Save me from this road I'm on.
Jesus, Take the Wheel, Carrie Underwood. All right, celebrity birthdays for today. Actress Coco Jones is 26. Emma Mackey is 28. Running back Derrick Henry is 30 today. Third baseman Chris Bryant is 32. Dina Carter is 58. And Patti Loveless is 67 today.
Even though everyone's daily lives have been recently changed, NTEC's ongoing commitment to keep our communities connected hasn't. NTEC's fiber optic networks provide reliable internet, telephone, and TV services that are meeting the challenge of today's unprecedented communications and entertainment needs. Whether you're working, learning, or just unwinding, you can be assured that NTEC will keep you online. Contact NTEC today and let them prove to you that they are your premier hometown connection.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
My dad has a cold, but also has high blood pressure. That's why I got him Vicks NyQuil High Blood Pressure for fast, powerful nighttime relief. Unlike some ordinary cold medicines, it's specially formulated for people like my dad. NyQuil High Blood Pressure is sugar-free, alcohol-free, and decongestant-free.
Vicks NyQuil High Blood Pressure. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, cold and flu for people with high blood pressure.
Like my dad.
Medicine. Use as directed.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It's strange to hear your voice. I did not expect for you to call. You wonder how I'm doing, how I'm holding up since you did me wrong. Well, how am I doing since you did what you done to me? I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you just done to me. Well now, wait 1 minute, I failed to mention those tears I cry are tears of joy. Because it was no fun there. Sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you done to me. Busy and I don't get much.
sleep, baby. That's how I'm doing since you did what you took to done to me. Well, I don't know what you were thinking, running round on me. Now you say you're sorry. Well, honey, I agree. So how are you doing since you did what you done to me? Girl, don't lie, you know you cry. You know how good it used to be. Yeah, tell me, does the thought of losing my true love make it hard to sleep? Baby, how are you doing since you did what you took and done to me? Yeah, how are you doing now that you know how I'm doing since you did what you took and done to me?
To Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
like she knows I'm lonely. Rolls up when a while is gone, like a record on replay. Leaning on old memories and talking about what we used to be. Should probably be the death of me, but damn if it ain't sweet. She's my she wants me. Try my best not to fall where she falls into me. We all need some kind of fix. For me, she's the one I pick. Nothing else will do the trick. She's all I alcohol. I don't want none at all. I just want you. No, I just want.